Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
Hello everyone, so it's Red News Podcast 250, so fitting the mag and fitting the 250th podcast, we've got Sir Alex coming on, we've got Cantona going to speak, we've got no one. There's barflies literally hovering around the bogs, we've got Guinness, which is acceptable, and I've got Nathan with me, so we're just
pre- what more would you want?
And we're playing Southampton on a Thursday night. How apt. What more could I want? Well, especially, I do, every time you're out, they push you back in. I do want more after feeling 2 Mondays on the trot where my mood hasn't felt doom-laden by United. I've actually looked forward to this. I liked Amorim yesterday. I'm actually going to quote him.
Saying I like him every time he speaks.
Yeah. It all goes out the window if you don't win today.
I think he went. He must have been listening to our podcast from Sunday, because that's what we said.
So he says this next game will teach me more from my players than the last two. So I'm focused to see what kind of game we will play. There is no expectation for us in the last two games. Now that the fans are expecting us to win and play well, I'll learn more about today than any other game. And I thought, that's exactly what. It's inevitable that it's got Southampton take the lead in about the 17th minute. How you respond to that?
So, well, as well, it's
hello, Nathan.
Hello. The few games, the big games that we've played in the last few weeks, are all teams that also want to attack. Do you know what I mean? So it means that if we are on the break, we do well at it. It is playing against these teams that will, like Southampton, are going to sit back tonight, aren't they?
Yeah.
And it's whether we're able to break them down. So it is a very different game. You know what I mean? It's football, but it's playing against a team at the bottom of the league who aren't going to try is very, very different.
Who's going to be the creative link to break a team like this down?
Yeah.
But we're talking about a side who've won one game all season, lost 16, minus 32 goal difference, 6 points. Fucking hell, if we're not happy after this, then that's it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do one afterwards. Fuck that. But it's like, I don't know. My point being, because there's obviously Garnaccio rumours going around, and obviously with Ahmad, they just wanted to get it over the line. There has been an offer on the table for Garnaccio to change his deal. Whether his lot are happy with that, whether he's happy with the role and the harder work that it will take under Ahmad. The point I was trying to make pre the game on Sunday is, I am a big Garnaccio fan, but if he isn't going to go along with Amorim's journey, then I don't care who gets sold this window. I would not. There would be no one in that team who I'd go, oh no, because we've got to stop looking at individual players as, oh, we like him, and because it's totally in, and he proved at Sporting Lisbon. Who is going to go on this journey with him, and who's going to fit into his plans? So yeah, it would be gutting because of his potential and all that, and I hope eventually he stays, but he's clearly found out, and read the mag, you know, gossip. Rashford, A, you haven't knuckled down from the off, asked you to do certain things, and you pissed about.
Yeah.
So you're not coming with me straight away. Mm-hmm. And we mentioned we have done this before. We've been here before with Ronaldo and that. But it's almost like, let it be early. Don't let it fester.
Mm-hmm.
Right, who's coming on him? And if you're not with it, go.
Yeah, I think, the Rashford thing, yeah, it's, I know we're repeating ourselves, but it's like, even that first week, was it the first week when Amorim came in?
Yeah.
And Rashford was like, I know everyone's allowed a holiday, I'm going on holiday next week, but he was in New York. If you really, really want to be showing that you want to be part of this, you just be there, don't you? Do you know what I mean? Like, he had some time off, but show that you want to be there and put that extra effort in. Do you know what I mean? There was the thing about you heard what I said when it was me and Nick doing it about with the gloves. Did you see about that? Stuff like that. So like, I think the only thing with Rashford is anyone going to actually sign him, because it feels like he's done. And it's sad because there was that thing that I shared in the group this week, wasn't there, about someone somehow has found on Google Earth the Street View map from in Wivenshaw, and it was 2011, was it? When was it? I think 2011 maybe. And somehow, someone has spotted that Rashford's there. He's got his kit on, he's 11 years old. I can't remember what year it was. He's 11 years old, he's got his kit on, he's got his bag, he's waiting to be picked up to go to training. And it's like, I saw it, and it just makes me a bit like, yeah, I said the other week when it was said about, so, I think it was Nick who said, do you feel happy about this, about all that? Yeah. It's like, no, I don't, because he's a kid who, his 11-year-old self at that moment, that I know this is going deep, but he's immortalised on Google Earth. He's waiting to be picked up to go and train at United. At that point, he will have been buzzing at the idea that he was having 300 appearances for United. And it's sad that it's gone the way it's gone. Do you know what I mean?
No,
and
that is generally sad. For me, the point is made well by the mag that it's a mixture of him, a lot of him, some of the club. I do think the point that the club needs to do more with academy, we're doing better on education, but it's shown, not that I'm comparing the two, but with Greenwood, with Brandon Williams, we've got to do better with the care we're doing. Yeah. But there's a naive, and perhaps that's too kind of word, naive from his agents. See, the New York thing didn't bother me if he comes back and buckles down, because Casemiro. Yeah. But it's like, if the best response you've got is a cheap, shitty video on an exercise bike, like
I saw that the other day,
then come on, you're all better than that. Yeah. What are you doing? You know, like, that's not a response, that's pathetic. Yeah. So if he'd have come back from New York, and ultimately, you know, just for his own happiness, but also sorting out whatever demons he's got going on, but it's not here, so it's got to be elsewhere. And, like,
and then if we're going on to the Garnacho stuff, it's one of them, like you say, who, that'd be sad, I guess, because, like, obviously, you know, he's come through, but obviously, you know, it's not the same, because obviously we signed him a lot older. And not to sound all Brexity, but, you know, he's not like he's a Manc, you know, like with Maynard and stuff. It's like, you know, we have signed him from someone else, essentially. But it's with him, it's like, who should... We should be backing the manager, and if he doesn't think that he fits... Yes. Then that's, I'm all for backing the man, you know. And
there's always a thousand things going on at a football club that we don't learn about. We might hear 10 or 15, you know, more, and you might read gossip, learn more than the papers and that. But there's always stuff going on.
The thing with the Garnacho, and it's pure profit that they'll get if they sell him, which I know we hate the fact that it's all about that, but that's an important thing. But I was thinking about this, and it's like, I know that there's a lot to question about City, about their ethics and what they get up to and stuff, but they've done well as well. They've obviously bought well, but they've made so much money by selling young players over the last, like, 10, maybe not 10 years, but you know what I mean? They'll bring players through, they'll bring them through, and then make money on them. And it means that they're never going to have an issue with FFP. And maybe that's what we need to be realistic about, is that I know that we love the idea of bringing through a player and him playing for United, but you've also got to make money. Do you know what I mean? And if he doesn't fit into Amorim's plan, which it seems like he doesn't, then yeah, you've got cash in, because then realistically we've got the money to buy someone who is. Do you know what I mean?
And I also think, you know, what matters is that the role he wants the wing backs to play as basically high wingers and then defending deep is a huge role for a lad to take on. That he might say, you know, I could see my future elsewhere where I'm more expansive. Yeah. You know, like for
which
2 years,
fair.
I'm not going to enjoy this. Which is, you know, like, and it, but there's always a thing with, like, the Elanga. You know, I liked Elanga. I like Dan James. Ultimately not good enough for where we want to get to, but you would have had Elanga over Antony over the last 2 years and knew he would have contributed more, done more, his goals and assists on that. But it's the classic thing Elanga needed, maybe not the pressure at United, because the pressure at United eats players, managers, you know, suffocating. We see it time and time again, is that he needed 20 games somewhere. And Garnacho is not going to get now 20 games. So I'm not comparing the two, but it's just an interesting dynamic on who wants to. A new manager comes in and who says, I might not play every week. Do I fancy it here? We don't know yet in that team who's going to say. We know that there's certain starters automatic, but the peripheral players, who are you going to handle it? And yeah. The other thing on the Rashford thing, the two said, I've ignored because, like, the point is made again in the you know, like, if he was scoring, all the noise distracts because that's all we are. We're not fickle, but we are fickle. But those two scandalous videos at Luton away, and I forget the one this season, where he lost his man and he just jogged on the spot. And you just think, is the heart's gone out of him, so you can't expect the heart to have us to defend you anymore.
Well, that's what I was saying about the sad thing about that kid on Google Earth. Would never have done that. So what's changed? Do you know what I mean?
This podcast has not been sponsored by Google Earth.
No. But, again, I know we're jumping back and forth, but I'd be more gutted at the idea of Maynou leaving than Garnacho, because, I don't want to sound like Nigel Farage, but he is a Manc, and he's come through as a child, through. But, more importantly, you can see how the team would be built around him, whereas still with this manager, whereas I can't see that with Garnacho. However, if the talk that he's demanding 200 grand a week after essentially one season, then I don't agree with that either, because we've seen where that leads.
No paper talk.
But no, I know.
He's on, you know, again, we don't hit the ins and out, but he's on 20 grand. Thing is, I watched, and I try not to consume all the transfer shit. You know, I took a step out Magwise, which some of you won't like. I don't want to learn, because you get involved and then you get called out and all this. But it's like, they just said Anthony, Real Betis might be interested in a loan move. And I thought, we almost in a sea of shambolic decision making, you know, St. Jim were calling out for the 66, but all of this leads back to the Glazers, Woodward, the Glazonomics, that they didn't invest, then they did, and it was scattered. And you think, we've got a player that we've spent 80 million on, you know, like the Hoyland Xerxes debate or rage on, but we spent a player 80, 90 million or whatever, who very early on a lot of fans saw through, and you think, we're barely getting, well, I mean, like, who the fuck, and I don't want to kick Ten Hag in the balls all the time these days, but you think, how the fuck, what did you really see in that player? Because that, and because of all the rule changes and finances, we're now damaged by those decisions. Yeah. So yeah, I do see why people said, you know, Eric's not just the lingering on, but his transfer decisions, the 500 million, have cost us double that, because we can't afford to get us out of it. Can't get the striker that I'm desperate for, you know. So it's like, there's so many ongoing issues. So it's like, there's no nirvana ahead. It's going to be a fucking long, hard, there's batterings ahead. But if we can get a semblance of straight talking forward, that we're not going one step forward, two back, if we can almost hold on and say, right, what's our aim for the season? Scab a cup and get that league table respectable, because it's fucking shambolic still.
I know, yeah, but then that's why I like what Amarin says, because it's like he knows, and he says that, and I think the way he speaks is, he's got that confidence, but it's almost like the confidence that he knows that his job's safe. Do you know what I mean? He's not worried about the fact that if we don't get into the top four, then he's sacked. And I think realistically, that he needs to.
Yeah, that's probably.
He knows.
Do
you know what I mean?
Once, yeah.
He knows that they'd be ridiculous to sack him on that, and so he's got that leeway. Unless you were to get relegated or something, he's going to be all right. No, do you know what I mean?
But, like, you could see him. I thought he grew in that touchline. You know, backed by the fans, the Amarin's Red Army. And then, as Tony just said, that all you want is fight, passion. They care. And there was the video of training And I know, like, but them running, all of them, and there was that video during the game when we lost the ball in the last, and they ran back as a team, and you think, just looking like a team, not disjointed individuals.
With De Ligt, did you see it, De Ligt, like, running back, 90th minute, just like...
But also, we both made the point, we both forgot to mention how the involvement of Toby Collier.
Collier. And that was, and that, like I said, it was brave of the manager to do, but it was also very telling to make that decision rather than a Casemiro, and it was 100% the right decision because they needed the legs.
Yeah.
And when it's either him, I know he's not got the experience, but it's either him or Casemiro and Eriksen who've got infinite experience but no legs. 100% it was the right decision to make.
Yeah. No, and but Bainda is 6'6".
Is it?
Fucking hell. I thought he looked big the other day. And there's a photo of the goalie coach, and he is exactly as I described him, like he's outside a tapas bar cursing the world. Right, predictions then.
I still think it... 2-0.
They're going to go 1-0 up, 17th minute. But we
header
will
from a corner.
Unana looking at defenders. No, we're not going to do that again. We've done that dance too often over Christmas. This is 3-1 victory I'm going for. We're doing hate for the week after.
If you want.
Have you got any?
I'll have a think.
On that note, cheers everyone. Please buy the mag Sunday and order it. Cheers. Right, I'm joined by Ben and Zayden, and it was blue sky as we headed on the tram, and I can't remember like seeing an infinite amount of blue sky. Nathan was even pointing out Venus. You don't get that on a selling day, I tell you. Oh, hello, Ben. How are you doing, mate?
I'm not bad yourself, Barry.
Yeah, what do you make of it all then?
Much improved, isn't it? You know, that performance in Liverpool, we was there at Anfield, me and Zayden, that was unbelievable. You know, I think that was the best performance of the season until the Arsenal game, when I thought, you know, backs against the wall, 10 men, they fought for it, Barney. Where's that been all season, that fight, that pride, that passion for the shirt? Where's that been all season? No, I don't understand it. How can you go from inept performances to that over the last couple of games? You know, I'm so proud of him on Sunday. Every single person put an absolute shift in, you know. You have people dying. Maguire couldn't hardly move. Martinez couldn't hardly move. You know, that's putting the effort in. That's putting the miles in.
And that's all we want, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. I'm just proud of them all, mate, you know, from that performance on Sunday.
But it's like, I'm a massive Amorim fan. Massive.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's
beat. But we did have these results under Eric, where we could get a result against it. You know, like...
No, of course,
so this is why tonight...
Is the big proof of the pudding. That's what he's already said, though, isn't it? As well in his presser, you know, tonight is going to be the one where it's going to be the real big tester now. See where this squad really is at, where they are mentally on the field and that. You know, so.
But it's a mood, you know, like Mondays, I never like Mondays. And honestly, like, it's a simple thing, you know, people could knock you for it, but United sets my mood. If I, when we win, I wake up with a smile.
Exactly,
I wish, you know, sometimes it wasn't that, like, that equation in life. But the last two Mondays I've thought, oh yeah, this is a bollocks Monday head, but I can do this, you know, like, so just please find a path that can give us a bit of joy ahead. And do you know what, also... You know, last season, even, you know, with Eric and it all coming on, we had great days. And then I thought, you going all the games, you two, you've already had City, that Liverpool defiance, and Arsenal. At the end of the season, you'll clock that up going, you know, of course we want more and we want it to be 20, 30 game runs. But, you know, you'd think even in our shittiest spells, we do manage to pull these out of the bag.
Exactly, you know. It's just we just need to keep on building on that, though. You know, we don't want to be going two or three steps forward to take five, six massive steps back, you know. We need to keep on going forward and keep on pushing.
Here's a young lad who's come from, where have you come from?
Ireland.
Ireland. When did you head over?
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Flight.
Flight at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
Yeah.
Day off school. Teacher's been told.
Yeah,
Oh, well done. Are you excited? What do you reckon the score's going to be?
I don't know.
No, that's fair. Do you think we'll win? Yeah, that's good.
Ireland's going to score too, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Tonight's the night.
Right, okay, I like this thinking, enjoy. Was Julian. And then, you know, like for all the ills, and this is why the scandal of the 66 quid by the mag, we're calling it out big time. You think, when you see lads, Zayden, you know, like that, that's the future, that's the optimism.
Yeah. Oh. That's my main worry, though. Season ticket, they've still not done that yet. They're usually quite quick out the blocks with that. So I'm fearing that a little bit. How much are they going to put stuff up by now? They're going to keep up with the concessions as well for the season ticket renewals. Or they're going to completely scrap that and go, everybody's the same across the whole board.
Oh, there's so many, you know, like a good result doesn't knock out away all the ills that are going on. Is there any football fan or any football club that doesn't, you know, say have a totally uncomplicated relationship with owners and all the shit that goes with it? But sometimes, as I say, I've got dear mates who go, Barney, sometimes give it a rest, that you can just balloon various away grounds.
Of course,
I'm doing
it
here because we've had, you know, some horrendous results here.
Yeah, that's it.
What are we? What are we, lads?
I don't know what we are, mate, to be fair, but I'm just hoping we keep on building and then we can say, that's what we are. You know,
well, I don't think we'll get three home wins just because of the scars of the recent past. I'd take two wins in a draw.
I think Brighton and Rangers are going to be, they're going to be your real testers as well. Tonight's going to be a test as well. So we can't knock Southampton off. You can't write Southampton off, you know, just because they're struggling.
But
you never know these days.
These cannon fodder have to be fodder. I don't even do the Euros. But it's like we don't want that playoff round, that pointless playoff round. You know, we've got to beat Rangers.
Exactly.
They're fucking shocking. And their fans are going to be gobbing left, right,
centre. Oh, of course they are.
I'm
actually dreading that game a little bit. Their fans are going to be all over the place.
Both of them is not very nice, I have to say.
Exactly. But let's just hope that we just keep continuing on and then just keep getting the, just keep banging the wins away. Keep banging the positive performance.
Who would you have up front today?
It's a difficult one, isn't it, that one, really? It's who do you play? Is even Garnacho even going to be playing with all this Napoli talk? You know, we don't even know if he's in the squad
today. Well,
what
do you make of that?
I don't know, mate. For a little man, you know, he's a big, massive Garnacho fan. He's going to be heartbroken. But I've been scared by many players before leaving, you know. You know, if loyalty in football is nothing now. And
well, we always get over it. I know.
Yeah,
you know,
the club need money as well, you know, and it'd be disappointing to lose him, really. You know, if he becomes the player we think he's going to become the next 2 or 3 years, it'll be a massive loss. But then again, if you get the top dollar for him, and then you can bring in two, maybe three, pushing it new signings that maybe elevate your squad a bit more. But the big worry is keeping that continuation of of having a youth team member in the squad.
Yeah.
If we get rid of Garnacho and Rashford. And then we've only got Mainu and Toby Collier as well.
Yeah.
We're only one major injury away from that record being shattered, you know. And that's what I really worry about.
The Garnacho is complicated because I really like him. But he has, you know, like their family have made it known. You know, Madrid was always the aim. So, you know, like maybe if he was going to go in 3 years' time anyway, you know, like we've done that with Ronaldo, Harmonis, and you know.
That's also a good point, which I didn't think of, you know, the Madrid thing. You know, is he going to go to Madrid in three, maybe 4 years' time, you know? So when he does become to the peak of his powers, like Cristiano did, we're going to lose him.
We've relied on so many individuals, I just think.
Do me a favour.
Cheers, mate.
You know.
Thank you. What do you reckon the score? Sorry.
Sorry.
You got it? If
yeah,
not,
it.
Yeah. Quick one on the pod score.
Yeah, 3-0 United.
Oh, I like this. Have we turned a corner?
Yeah, I think we have. It shows you that he's got them on the training pitch. He's got them playing the way he wants to. I think a 3-0 win.
Okay, I like this thinking. Yeah. And Garnacho?
Starts tonight.
And would you keep him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the best we've got right now. So definitely keep him.
Okay, cheers, mate. What's your name? Sorry.
Mark.
Yeah. Cheers, Mark.
I'd keep him as well, especially for a little man.
On the pod, how are we doing? Sorry. What do you reckon?
3-0.
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I'm confident.
3-3
really
nils.
Confident. Really?
Yeah.
See?
Okay, we like this.
Right.
All right. Cheers. David, quick score prediction.
4-0.
4-0. Right, I like this. Cheers, new mate. Thanks, mate. Thank you. Thanks for all the support. Cheers, mate. Everything all right?
Tell you about what we've been doing.
And I'm joined by Russ from Australia. Right, tell me, how have you made the journey?
We're over here with a group of boys for Football Canberra. We're playing a four-match tour while we're here for 10 days. Had games against Marine, Bury, Fleetwood and Nantwich Town. And as part of the tour experience for the boys, authentic tour experience, we're bringing him to the best stadium on the planet.
How's it gone, the tour?
Absolutely
what
brilliant. The boys 16 to 18. A few of the boys had their birthday while they're here. We drew 1-1 with Marine and 1-1 with Bury. Lost to Fleetwood, they're the older side, and this morning we beat Nantwich 3-2.
I see Vinger. Oh, good.
Yeah, one of the boys scored from halfway to win it, right in the last minute. It was incredible.
What's your role in it?
So I'm the head of communications and also a bit of an assistant coach for them as well. Back in Australia, I'm a football commentator.
Yeah.
That's my full-time gig, but we've come over with this group. Basically, we're trying to get them to see what the experience is like for their age group here. We're hoping to take them tomorrow to Lee Sports Village as well to see the Youth Cup game and see the pinnacle.
Brilliant. And what have you made of it here coming back?
This is great. I've not been here for a long time. I've lived in Australia now for 20 years. And for the boys, it's just their eyes are wide open for it as well. Already, a lot of them, they went to the other half of the town. Yeah. For a game last week, and they said the atmosphere here is already better.
And for you, how does it feel then?
Oh, outstanding. You know, I first came here back in I've been here late 80s, and my dad brought me when I was a little boy, and it's great to be back here and queuing up to get what the things we didn't get in the fanzines and the match programs, and it's just fantastic. I can't wait to go in.
And so what have your your observations as a commentator watching United?
Yeah, this year, it's a process, isn't it? It's not been great. We've seen so much success. I think we've been spoilt down the years. This for us now is a rebuilding process. We've got to trust in the process. I think the boss has already said we're not going to win the league this year, and he's here to win the league. So it's all about getting the right players in, the right formation going. We've got to be patient with him and see how it goes. I understand, obviously, people spend a lot of money to come and watch football here, and they want to see instant success, but you were there back in the days in the late 80s and early 90s when it wasn't great, and it was a bit like this. It felt like this. Weren't winning many league games, but felt like we could win a cup.
Yeah.
Feels very much like that this year.
Do you like Amorim?
I do. I've been a big advocate of him for quite some time. My dad asked me last year when they won the cup final, if they lost Ten Hag tomorrow, who would you like? And Amorim would have been my choice. So I'm very happy.
What do you make of Garnaccio talk?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's a bit difficult with him, isn't it? Because he's a real fan favourite. He's been brilliant when he was in the academy for us, and he's done so much, and love him to bits, but at the end of the day, no player's bigger than the club.
And to take it all in, what are you most looking forward to when you get back into the ground?
Do you know the Stone Roses when we come out, bit of United Road, you know, the whole build-up to it more than anything, to be perfectly honest.
Perfect. Enjoy. Cheers.
Thank you very much.
Is that... Yeah, sorry, I always keep...
Right? No,
but
good.
The lovely thing about this community, because seriously, I put the mag to bed. This one was hard because it's New Year. Hate January, hate Mondays. So it was late nights on top of everything else going on in the real world. And I put it to bed. I sent it at 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd worked from like 10 at night. And I said, I'm not doing it anymore. Yeah. And then I woke up at 8 for my real life, and I went, oh, I will. And then I think the community, you lot, and just seeing people coming and going, and it's like, it's small, you know that.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Most people just walk on by, but for those who get it, it's like, it's moving for me, and I hope the fans in it, you know, gives you something back. But if it does, in this era right now, we need you for the campaign that will start in April, but we also spread the word, give us feedback, say nice things. If the world is run by batshit crazy social media, give us a little bit of nice words like you two do back. Anyway. Right. Did we conclude every conversation? I can't
remember. Just about Garnaccio. Just to finish off on that, though, I agree, if we could keep him. But as you said, though, I am sceptical when Real Madrid start coming sniffing round, which is probably going to be inevitable at some point.
Murph, come on, give us your... And I've interrupted you again, Ben.
Sorry, but I didn't realise you'd been interviewed.
That was me.
All right, Barney, how's you? How are you doing, Bill? Good, man.
What do you reckon?
Tonight?
Yeah.
I think United win comes with tonight.
All right,
OK. I mean, I would have said that a few weeks back, and I thought it'd be a bit of a struggle.
Have we turned the corner?
I want to get to ahead of myself, but I mean that result at Anfield is fantastic. I mean, everybody thought we were going to get hammered there. All logic pointed to it. They fought like we used to see United fight, and they fought good at Anfield. It was like the old days, like the 80s. United going in the back to the wall, go to Arsenal the other day, stick it on them. So I think United went, because Southampton are shit anyway. Yeah. They got beat 5-0 over to Brentford the other week. So
it's filled in 4 or 5 wins, isn't it?
Like, yeah, for sure.
Garnaccio bother you, the talk? The talk of Garnaccio leaving, maybe?
Not really.
No.
I mean, he's obviously a talented kid, but I'm not bothered one way to do it, to be honest with you, if he goes. I mean, I'm more worried about the Oh, fucking hell. What's the main route? I'm more concerned about main route, to be honest.
That's what Nathan said. Yeah. All right, Merv, cheers, mate, for that. Sorry, there's your mate. Right, take five. Ben, smack me in the face. Come on. If I interrupt you again, lob me into this fucking canal.
It's awkward, man. It's awkward.
Sorry, mate. I'm like a goldfish. I get distracted very easily.
Same here, mate.
Right, so, come on.
But I think I've finished about Garnacho now anyway, so... But Cobbie Maynard is the main one, isn't he? If we lose him, then I think there'll be no hope for this team keeping our youngsters. But as I said, it's just about keeping that tradition going. And we've got a lot of under-18s coming through.
Well, Collier's good.
Like, someone maybe suggesting a little loan move for him maybe for a couple of months. That might do him some good, depending on our squad depth, if we do manage to bring anybody in, if we do sell anyone. But we shall see on that. And then I think some of the 18s and 21s now, some of them are not ready yet. I don't think. People always say about the Chino Obi Martin. I just don't think he's quite that ready yet.
Well, you see, you don't want to put the pressure on him. You don't,
exactly.
You want to put him in when it's winning, and it becomes easy. There's so many mechanisms to United that when it, take it for granted under Fergie, when it all works so well and everything plays to the next department up,
Just finally on Garnacho, I've just realised that United have put their Clavinho, when the players arrive. Yeah. He's in the squad today, so whether he's started or from the bench,
at least
he's
a bit of mind games as well. Are you ready I'm going to demand a hell of a lot of you. You're going to get the rewards, but it ain't going to be like under Eric. You're not going to have the free reign that you
have. I think that's what Ruben said, wasn't it, as well? It's about adapt to a different sort of style and a different
tough but master, because like Maguire, he went, it was great Maguire, what he did, he was sick, but I want more of that. It's got to be, so he's not giving them
exactly.
And I always think, whether it's brutal, and I know that there comes complications because they're not robots, but your rewards come at the end of the season. You get 3 months, you're well rewarded here, but I'm going to work your bollocks off. Ultimately, not everyone can handle that.
But it's also like Ben Foster said as well, he's having the injured players turn up to games. Ben Foster said it's not like an easy ride, or they're just coming out of their treatment and then they've got the weekend free.
Yeah, the comp sets.
And
then
he said that's better for an injured player, that you're going to be you're part of the squad still. You've got to travel, you've got to make your way there.
It's still so early. The pinball that I've mentioned so many times. 2 weeks ago, there were some people going, can Amarin, if it really unravels, just get a steady ship. Just have a couple of weeks become 4 weeks, become six. Let's see. Exactly. Right, we're going to win tonight.
We are going to win. I've got 4-0,
4-0.
3-0.
3-0. So that is the third person, if my maths, saying 3-0. I'm going 3-1. They're going to score. They're going to score first.
I'm just probably getting a bit giddy, off the back of the last couple of results saying 4-0. Well, I always do, and then to my detriment, it'll be a boring 0-0 or something.
He's and then said, oh no, fuck me, the gap's huge. And then suddenly we're doing better, and we're still what are we, 15th now?
We dropped to 15th.
Fucking horrific still. But
I think something like that, if we win today, I think we go 12th, is it? Above West Ham, on better goal difference. I think that's if we win anyway.
What happens if we win two home games on the trot? There we go. Cheers, lads, for stopping us. Ever. It means a lot. Thank you, lads. So, firstly, joined by two Southampton fans, and there's going to be no trouble. Nope. I can mention 1976 being offside, can't I?
Yeah, go for it. You can mention it.
Sorry. you kindly bought the mag.
Sure.
And you mentioned about the demise of fanzines in Southampton.
Yeah, across the board, really. I've got loads from the 90s. Every club I go to, I'd pick up the programme and I'd pick up the fanzine. Absolutely love it. And reading the ones round here just reminded me of those good old days, some proper sort of banter articles, but also fans being mobilised and stuff, which just doesn't seem to happen down our way much anymore.
Which is a shame. Why do you think that is?
I think Southampton it's got a middle class area. I think that people have got other things on their mind. I think you don't think you can make change because it's big corporate and you don't think you could have a voice anyway. I think when they do have a voice, it's pretty, they invite a few fans in that they know are no trouble, and so you don't get much change. To be fair, our club's decent on that regard these days, but the fanzines used to really enact change, didn't they? And it's a shame we ain't got them.
And you've been coming here, you're saying, not for a while, but you used to come here in the old days.
So far as takes home and away over the years. Old Trafford, four in the 90s. Best one was winning on penalties in the FA Cup. So we'll get that one back, because Tim Flowers
the
dancing.
Lord giveth and the Lord taketh. what did you expect this would be as tough as it's been for you?
Yeah, honestly, we're pretty fine with it. Championship year was no VAR, winning games, and it's just fun. Premier League being 17th, 16th, 15th is just, yeah, I'm not really for the Premier League at all.
Well, I hate VAR.
Yeah, I want to support my club. And when we went to League One, it was brilliant going to away games at Walsall and Leighton Orient and Rochdale. It was like proper football again. Yeah. It's nice being back up for a year to tick off a few of these grounds again. But yeah, I don't care. I'd support us in the Wessex League.
And what do you think tonight?
A few people have sort of, everyone else I've spoken to around the ground has been a Scouser so far, and they've all said, "Hope you win." I don't normally agree with Scousers in any form, shape, or form, but
I think you'll go 1-0 up. That's inevitable.
Yeah, honestly, if we score a goal, I'll just walk out. At that point, I'd be happy days. So I think you need the points more than us, presumably. So, yeah, whatever, mate.
Well, we're a mixed bag still. But, no, it's kind of you to keep supporting. And I said to you, you start at one.
I work for quite a big charity, and it's quite full on.
Right.
So, but, yeah, we'd love to. Because, social media I'm certainly not keen on these days.
No.
And you just get idiots, basically.
Noise.
And you don't get, not the middle ground, but just proper fans.
No, that's great.
Legacy fans.
Thank you. Right. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris.
I'm Beth.
Prediction?
He's put the pessimistic side into me, but I'll say 2-1 Saints.
Well, bloody hell.
Up the scummers.
And it was offside, wasn't it?
Yeah, sorry.
No VAR in those days.
See you later. Yeah, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. Cheers. Never, ever, ever was that in doubt. I don't know what everyone's concerned themselves about. So for once I got it right. They'd score. I didn't realise it'd be that much of a shit show. It's one of those pods that completely turns around on its head that you really discard. Like, everyone's smiling coming out. You sort of got to discard how woeful it was. It didn't tell us anything new, but it just showed that no game is safe. Not even against, relegation certainty. There weren't many positives. Ahmad, determination, the one success this season. But Paul just said Dalit had a good game. I thought the subs were weird, but maybe Amaran will say that it did open the game up. I thought you don't take your Garty off. Obviously that 20 absolutely skinned Yoro time and time and time again. Jalap with a kid bat. I mean, and there Fernandez took better corners than our Fernandez, Nick said. Bruno, for me, was frustrating. This is the type of game you grab bit by the neck, Bruno. Yeah. All the times we know you can do it, but this is a game you gotta fucking perform. And I thought Xerxes did well. Hoyland was terrible.
Xerxes was the game changer, 100%. Like, he could hold up. He held up the ball. He sprayed it wide.
Pockets of space.
100%.
He turns the 100%. Man where Hoyland 100%. Doesn't.
Xerxes. If Xerxes wasn't on the pitch, they wouldn't have won that game. And I know that Ahmad scored all the goals, but it was that change that made the difference.
And Eriksson's pass was a thing of beauty.
Yeah.
But like the creativity, but, we know his legs are gone, but that's what we lack. Someone who'll do something. And that's what Bruno should be doing.
I think today, why is only one player been given a new contract? Because the one person who does it, he's been on the pitch for 90 minutes and he gives a shit and he's got quality and he does it. The other people that we've spoken about today, one of them's not even playing, the other one's been on the pitch all the game, he's done fuck all. The manager knows what he's doing, do you know what I mean? And there's a reason that he's given a contract to one of them and not to the others. And that makes a difference.
This was a start.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, it was a stark indication of how much. I mean, when we were holding on at 1-0 down, of how much work there is ahead.
Oh, 100%. But what I'm saying is that the one who's turned up is the one who fights. He's just been given, I don't know how more money he's been given in the last week than he had the week before, but he's still fighting for it.
Yeah.
Whereas the people who are pushing to leave or are pushing for more money, I never saw Ahmad fighting for more money. He wasn't, you know what I mean? That's the difference to me. And I feel like that's the manager's seen that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
He's been all the time. Yeah. He's not let us down. He's been...
And, And if no one else is going to do that, then fuck them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like you said before, if they're not worth it, then sell them.
At the end of the game, there was a point I kept saying, we're going to win. We will win this. We will win this. And then when the clock ticked down, I actually thought, bloody hell, we might, because it was a mix of young players and average players. You know, yeah. Anthony had an all right cameo. But you're relying on so many players who aren't good enough ultimately. And I thought after we missed the two chances early on, we started quite bright, you know, and we fucking missed. We didn't just miss chances. Fuck me, did we miss chances. It's like you could see our confidence sacked. This is that brittle confidence thing again. And their confidence grew, and that has got to be ironed out.
I think the worrying thing was, even from the very beginning, was we were letting them have the ball. We were playing in a way that was like, we'll get them on the break.
Yeah.
Which is fine against City or Liverpool or Arsenal. Yeah, but when you're playing against bottom of the league at home, yeah, you shouldn't be doing that. You should be the one that I don't know what the possession stats are for today. But until we scored them goals, it felt like they had so much more of the ball, which was worrying. But
that's why you need a 25-year-old Ericsson. Or this is the games where Bruno comes. He wasn't doing the wild, extravagant passing like he does sometimes. But it's like, you've got to grab that. That pitch is yours, mate. You've got all the talent in the world. And I'm picking on it. I mean, I thought Højlund again was terrible.
Well, just if we're talking about midfield, it's telling that he took Mainoo off at half time. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I know what you're saying about.
We're a bit confused about that. I don't.
But I know what you mean about his substitutions. But later on, before we did score, like I know old Paul just said before he just left that it felt like we had a lot of players who were the similar sort of player on the pitch at the same time, and no one was working together, was it?
Well, that's what me and Nick were like. We had two wingers the side of Ahmad and Anthony. And
that's what I meant.
That's damning on the overall squad, you know. Like, if we'd have left, if we'd have liked, we'd have gone new lows, fucking. And then all I can cling to is, yes, knowing there's shit shows ahead, that somewhere this builds that inner still that they've got to have. There are some who've got it, you know.
But, like we said before, about what Amarin said, that he'll learn more from this.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And
this is
the perfect way to do it. He's going to learn a hell of a lot, and the man he's backed from the very start, who was given a new contract to, has got him out of it.
I mean, Shane said that there's no. He's glad there wasn't a new manager bounce. There fucking certainly isn't that. You know, like, he is literally seeing on the job how, I mean, I don't know if people noticed, the set piece coach, he was doing it on Sunday, is constantly, when we're defending corners, berating him right on the edge of the box. So he replaces Amarin. And you said, he's got fucking shitloads. Because it was another corner, I know, an own goal. But another corner, you think, I think you just got to think, let's see how Sunday goes, because this was an abomination. We got out of jail. Well, you know, like Paul said, you've got to feel sorry for Southampton. No, yeah. I do, because fucking for 76, but sorry for the lovely Southampton fan who bought the mag. And also Ian, who said nice things, and everyone who bought the mag. But I don't know, sometimes you can overthink things, and it was a stark realisation what we are. But
I don't think it was a start.
We wouldn't have won this.
It wasn't a surprise, no. Because we said that, you know, even he said that you need to do it in these games. Like, everyone can get up for the big games.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And luckily, someone turned up and did it, because for the rest of the game, we were
thank God for Ahmad.
Yeah.
Thank God for him. Funny, really. I mean, the Højlunding is getting troubling again.
Yeah.
That little spurt he had. Well, he should have started for Xerxes. I'm not saying, you know, we know that these aren't ultimately the answers. But if you do that to Xerxes a couple of weeks ago, not advocating him taking him off, but I would have taken him off at half time. But certainly, like, he's got to start on Sunday, because Højlund hasn't been working. And I know he has these couple of games where, but it's like he doesn't involve himself in the game. He doesn't want to get. So not only is he not winning challenges, but also if you're playing that role, you've got to, I know Kane's the extreme example, but you've got to be the one who goes, I'm leading that team from the front, so everyone behind me knows that I'm helping. And it's like, and he's so young, well, that, he doesn't know what to do.
That's the thing with Xerxes, he does that, but I don't think he's the striker. He's not the striker.
No, he was excited, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? He does that part.
It's in effect.
Yeah. But
I mean, like I scour the league thinking, who can we get in on loan? Who will get us a few goals so we're not relying on Ahmad, maybe a Bruno penalty? You know, who gets us these goals? Not farcical, you know, like Welbeck, but he can bet he'll fucking score on Sunday. But like almost Jamie Vardy 2 years earlier. You know, like, oh, Harry, that you want that defender to come off the pitch. I know Mark Hughes and Rooney were exceptional at it, but you want that those defenders to go, we faced a really tough forward. And out of the last 8 games, probably 7, they've gone, well, that's easier than I thought it'd be. And it costs us in the, in it, you know.
I just want to say, when I was selling, someone came over, and I'm guessing it was with his daughter, and they said they love the mag, and I said, do you listen to the pod? And the daughter said, yeah, he loves it. He made us listen to it on the way.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't get the name.
Yeah, I said literally what I said. I didn't get the names, but thank you for listening, and thank you for buying the mag.
Pete and his daughter who came up for Forest and bought a mag, and I said, like, the storm and all the nightmare everyone had, and they had a nightmare, well, I'm not going to reveal, but just to say, like, loves the pod, loves the mag. I said, write the article, has written for the, it'll be in the April mag, an absolutely sensational, moving article, and sent some pictures, and you think that's what it's all about. So I don't know, just thank fuck we won. I can't, like, what was your hate of the week from earlier?
I tried thinking of one, but I've not really got one. Not really.
I had a... me keep saying on this podcast, I will say. I don't... Until I listen back, I keep saying, I will say. I will say. Well, I don't even fucking say it.
Say it, then.
Right. Then. Cheers, everyone.
To the regiment.
Fuck, we won. Yeah. Glory, glory, Man United. One day. One day. But we... What? We surged up that table. Where are we? 12th?
We're 12th,
yes! See you later.